did it was just giving us a report on his lowly condition in the company, and he's okay with what his shit work he's got to do, but he feels that something is affecting him or his sense of power, and it's going over the top. What is he picking up on?
Oh, this is easy. We told you this some time ago. The magma at the Earth's core is starting to slow down. The oscillation is beginning to slow down, which increases his ability to affect gravity. So it makes him, like in the old Marvel Superman, remember?
Yeah.
He was from Krypton, so he didn't have gravity problems like everybody else has gravity problems. It's like that. It's slowing down. It's slowing down for the metamorphosis that is to come. And so when he shakes something, it shakes harder. So it becomes more powerful or more, he's noticing much less resistance to normal things than others would find too hard or too much or too.
Okay. So why did his clocks completely stop, I think, on Tuesday?
Oh, we did that.
He was surprised.
We did.
What were you signaling? Were you signaling something?
We keep saying that there is no time. We keep saying there is no time.
Yeah.
And yet everything
right.
in his world turns around to be some kind of timed element, that everything is in time, on time, get time. I don't have time. I got to find time. I got to look for time. Not the next thing you know, you're going to be serving time. And it's like, oh, stop. This mechanical position of time. Because, see, the problem is he's in it. He's in the snow globe. He's inside the snow globe. We are outside the snow globe. And we got this. He's inside the snow globe looking like it's snowing. No, it's not. It's just stuff in the snow globe. But it's troublesome. Troublesome, we say. Okay, then let it fall. It's going to be okay. You're in the snow globe. So it's like, okay.
Are Bob and Carolyn in the snow globe?
No, Carolyn's not. And you just look at it. You're trying to find a way to break it, to show that it's breakable, that it's fragile. And you don't mind that because it's like a glass ceiling. You're like, a glass ceiling, give me a 410 shotgun and I'll shoot holes in it just to show I can. I'll prove the glass ceiling ain't all it's cracked up to be.
If I break it, does that help JW alleviate his worries or pressure on him?
Nah, he's got to work it out. He'll work it out. It's fine. It's just it's a simple process that's occurring. He wants it faster. He wants it now. He wants it done. He wants it secured. He wants it flowing. He wants it where when you have to push the button and you have to go straight stealth, that's all provided for, you see. Because
why do people take drugs? Why are the humans the average citizen so dumb about it?
To get out, to check out, to get away from it, to gain some visceral gauge. Why did Worcester take
LSD? No. I'm talking about pharmaceutical. Why do people that put themselves on 5 pharmaceuticals, why do they accept the drug model, the pharmaceutical model, so easily, majority of the population?
Because someone else is in charge. Someone else is the problem. Someone else had said, Some doctor said, give me this, and it killed me, so now they're going to sue somebody over it. But the doctor said it was okay, so it's okay.
Okay, so they're just giving up their power, their decision.
Well, they never had any power. They're not giving up their power. They never had any power. They got sick in the first place and then got themselves hemmed up in a thing where now they have to go somewhere else. Now, they get to a Carolyn and get there and go, okay, great, okay. Good, but then all of a sudden they go right back to their regular doctor and they put them on chemotherapy. Yeah. Okay, good luck.
Yeah. Right, but
are you
so
feel better? Yeah.
They don't want the responsibility of their choices.
They don't want to be responsible for their choice. They don't want to be responsible for their choices. Mm. Right.
What makes little man like that, not caring about their responsibility? Why do
because they
don't
control their environment. They have no control. So if they have no control, then they don't control it. Well, if they don't control it, then they have no control. See?
Right, and they don't control it because the society doesn't allow them to grow up autonomously. They're damaged when they're young.
Well, it's the key, their coding, the DNA coding says they're little man, so they need to be little man, and they're going to die sooner or later. It's just how soon or later. And there we go.
That's what you call a conditioned response.
It is.
Yeah.
Good.
You
use
that word a lot. Yeah, I've been listening,
and you
use that as a key point. Other people might say MK Ultra or religion. But you're saying there's something in the little man that's made the genes have a habit, and the habit is this conditioned response.
Mm-hmm.
Their genes, they like having only one strand.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to that. Okay.
Yes. See.
Okay, so you said Goshen like 20 minutes ago. I'll have to go back and hear how you used it. Was there something special?
America, what's produced in the United States of America, it'll be the only place in the world where you can produce food.
So it's always been that way. Is that because there's still a bit of the Yamaka continents, the ascended continents, frequencies in the matter of the American continent?
Of course.
Okay, so how far north does it go? Up to Alaska?
Well, to the edge of Alaska, but particularly it starts waning about Montana down, none of Canada. And it can vary. You know, it bubbles back and forth.
None of Canada, but it's up above Canada, up in Alaska, if you look at the longitude or latitude.
I understand, but it's not all of Alaska, it's just some of Alaska.
But none of Canada is part of it. Is part of the
correct.
So the Eskimos or the Inuit up, way up north don't have it either. They don't have this.
Correct.
So how far south does this American continent go?
To about the bottom of Texas and about half of Florida and all the way through El Segundo.
Right. Now, is that because it was a separate piece and the Canada and the Mexico parts attached to it? Attached to the original area you
basically
just described?
Basically.
Okay.
That's not a perfect answer, but it's really close. You won't tell the difference.
Right. And things can happen in our environment, in the land, and that instantly. Like all of a sudden we could be in the Arctic.
They do now.
Okay, it's like in a Disney movie where some wizard is here, and then he goes, so he just pops into another place. When you said we fell from Andromeda, we just popped into what's known as Earth, right?
In essence, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that may be a glib. You can start picking up the glib cliche archetypes out of that conversation in and of itself, but we're not warring that. We're just saying don't get too hung up on it.
Okay, but our eyes would be surprised at what can mutate, transform, appear, disappear with rapidity. No, the eyes
has
are not
always,
conditioned.
Has always been that way, yeah.
All right. Are we still in the hexatic with the bread of living, with the living water and the bread of life? Have we moved into the septatic, the seventh level?
Not quite. Not quite, but you can taste it.
Now that's Carol and I are the others just in the middle of the turmoil of the hexatic. They're still in the bowels of it.
They have to know. They can't notice. They can't see. There's none so blind as those who will not see.
Right. Zion, he asks, why does Zion say they're a dodo, more aligned or more? It's more useful to use a dodecahedron to describe Zion instead of the more complex icosahedron. So he's wondering why the icosahedron doesn't get top billing compared to the dodecahedron. Do you have an answer for that?
Because, the latter is not sustainable. It'll fall into itself.
Why does it happen?
It's stable because there's not enough angles to support the position. There's not enough angles to support it.
What makes the effort to become the fifth solid? What is this drive? Okay, let's just make it more complex, and they can't do it. Does it express some human paradox that we try?
Yeah, the paradox is you can't do it. You have to pray to something outside of yourself because you're not powerful enough to do it yourself. Yeah, it's that paradox, of course.
And you realize that situation in the dodecahedron stability. You realize
Correct.
It's foolish to go for the icosahedron. It's based on a wrong premise.
Correct.
Or is the dodecahedron Correct. Relying on something external?
No. Because now you would be saying, if you did that, then you'd have to say, the yield would prescribe the reason for the problem. So you have to grow something, and what you're growing is the problem. See, so that doesn't work.
Right. I have here, Iranian invention, in brackets, one cup, one life. That's a quote. Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is technology that Scott found. Some Iranian has a little jar of water and a little battery. Oh, I think we talked about this the other.
Wait a minute. We got this. Listen to this now. You take a lead pencil, and you wrap it in wire. And you hook that wire to this little battery, and then you hook the other thing up to some water something. And you run this thing something till this black shit falls out of this stuff and gets cankered, and then you're supposed to drink this water, but not the black stuff. Don't drink the don't drink the poison stuff, because the poison stuff is poison. So don't drink the poison part. And I guess if you can live through that, then that's a cure-all. Then that becomes the gracious, precious what you've been living by all your life, Bob, is a two-ball cure-all.
Wow. When I was looking at it, I said, well, the Iranians, they're arriving at America in the 50s when the popular mechanics, gadget lovers, were making all kinds of weird inventions and hoping to get advertised in popular mechanics.
Erector sets. Where they was taking a nail and wrapping wire around it and hooking to a battery, making a magnet. They were magnetizing things, you know, that kind of stuff. Or that it would have been appropriate if it didn't take the other end or the wrong side. They're taking the electrical current and they're using it in, the problem is they're using the electrical current in water. Doesn't need to be in that. Doesn't need to be in water. If they take alcohol, it might work. But you've got to have a lot more voltage than going to be found in a Betsy.
Right, but I'm making the joke that they're just arriving as a country. They're just moving into the industrial era where everybody is trying to invent things. That's like the 50s in America. They're just arriving there, and that guy with his water is an example of it, of this new enthusiasm,
Correct.
As naive as it is. Okay. The next point is I put whites, blacks, and women. I should have put more there, but I think something doesn't affect whites, blacks, and women that Ion said the other day. If you recall what that was, whites, blacks, and women.
There's got to be more to it than that because there's nothing that just affects those.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll have to see where that is.
By sorting blacks and whites and women, some women are black and some women are white.
Right.
And white, is it all black men and all white men? See, you know. Or does it also include white horses?
Right, but I was talking about something. He said, except white spice women are not affected. So, but I can't remember what that was, so you don't.
Bert will find it.
Okay, yeah. So the phrase, you were talking about Jesus who took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. That's a sequence of words, the right order. Death, hell, and the grave, right?
Yeah, that's when he died, and they crucified him, and he screamed from the cross, Eli, Eli, Abba Sabbatani, which in Arabic that means, Father, my Father, why have you forsaken me? And he died, and he went to hell, purgatory. And when he went to hell, he took with him on that trip from the cross on Golgotha, Gethsemane, he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And he unlocked it because he had to let all them old spirits that had died before to come back into this realm and have a change to make it.
Now, today, with the guff no longer there, and it's not cool to die, it's not comfortable, are they in death, hell, and the grave, or this is a new situation that Jesus didn't deal with?
Some are. Yeah, Jesus ain't dealing with this. But some are. Some hanker. You know what a hanker is? When you hang around and you want to go, and you're hankering to go, but you can't go, and you're too poor to paint and too proud to whitewash.
Yes.
You know what that means? Like that. So you can get hung up. You can easily get hung up in that condition.
Yeah, but you're describing people still alive. What does that do with the
dead people? Dead people do the same thing.
Oh, okay. So
that's what
you're
booking the dead for.
Right. You're describing the post-scuff situation right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And how it applies, that they would work it with the pre-guff selection, when there was a guff, pre-guff.
Right. Okay.
Because it's getting interesting now, because now you're bumping into nothing new under the sun. Now you're getting to where you're getting something new. You're getting
right.
the earth back to the place that it always was, but you weren't here when it was that way. See?
Right. All right. Did Jesus get
very
Moses? Yeah, that's good. New knowledge there. Did Jesus get Moses into the middle ground?
He did.
And so where that is Moses in the guff? He didn't get to the guff, I don't think.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He gave his mantle to his brother, Aaron,
right
before he bit
it. So what is the middle
his
ground?
His wife went to. The in-between place.
Where people are now? When they
sometimes,
pass?
Yeah.
Post-guff.
Sometimes.
So
sometimes.
You're saying Moses' wife got to the guff?
No, she stayed with him. She could have.
Oh, okay.
She could have went to paradise, but she said, nope, I'll stay with this old fucker.
Is that the wife that's called Zavora?
Sephora. Sephora, yes.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned in passing that one of the three Jesus was actually John the Baptist and was then his back
that's what
was
they
all
thought,
glossed over.
That's
glossed
what they
over
thought
with the Jesus.
He was. Yeah, that's what they thought he was. That's what the Ottomans thought he was. Because they killed John the Baptist and have his head and his finger in the palace there at Tekapi, the temple in Turkey. And they thought when this Jesus came back, they thought it was the reincarnation of Jesus. You know, they had him, and then he'd be squirted out somewhere else. It's what
but
they,
that's the second Jesus. That would have to be the second Jesus,
right?
You know,
it
for
was
them
the
to say, oh,
Jesus.
This has come back. And that guy is still alive. He's here in, on the planet.
Correct.
But that is actually John the Baptist.
Well, the grits and glory of it is, yeah, the grits
oh,
and
no,
glory
no, John
of
the Baptist
it is.
Got, the second Jesus
beheaded.
Got beheaded, but not the actual second Jesus.
No, we're talking about John the Baptist got beheaded. Jesus didn't get beheaded.
Right, so that...
None of the Jesus
so
got beheaded.
I know, but John the Baptist got beheaded because they thought he was Jesus. They thought he was coming
correct.
Back, the second Jesus.
Correct,
oh, and so
correct.
So then the second Jesus came back, kept a low profile. He didn't do what the third Jesus did. He didn't go public, so nobody noticed him, and he's still here. Right? You said he's still
correct.
Here, the second. Now, John the Baptist, you said, actually was stronger, more ascended or something than all of the Jesuses, or just the second Jesus.
By far.
So far, it was the greater.
By far, by far.
Oh, by far. So it didn't matter that he was lost his head. He was able to, as you just said a minute ago, squirt out somewhere else. Like, okay,
we don't like squirt, but you're close. If
you
train a horse, use a hand grenade, you won.
Right, but the thing is, John the Baptist, he was more ascending, but not ascended, so that he didn't make it to the ascended state.
That's correct. That's why he was left out of the upper room experience.
I see. So when they thought he was Jesus, he kind of was confused by that, and they caught him. He should have been able to get away from that problem, that image, but he didn't.
The point of Jesus, comparative, is about the power. If you could take Jesus and replace it with the word power, they were afraid of not Jesus, they were afraid of power. That's what the issue is about. That's what Pharaoh had trouble with. That's what Moses had trouble with. That's what the Ottoman Empire had trouble with. Hell, that's what the Roman Empire had trouble with. That's what trouble came from, you see. That's the rub.
Okay, did Leonardo da Vinci interact with Nostradamus, who was a friend of one of the Medici ladies?
Yes.
Did he learn stuff from Nostradamus? So when we look back at... when we look back at that period, which Roxy's always doing, you look at Leonardo da Vinci. She never mentions Michelangelo, but he's around. And then there's the King Francis I or his son, who I think marries the Medici lady.
Yeah,
Was Nostradamus the, quote, guru for all of them? He's the one who knew more, closer to ascension?
Because he was fear. It was all fear-based because of the damn Medici's. He was afraid of the queen. He was going to kill his damn ass.
So he had to hold things back.
He said the wrong word, so he had to hold things back. But he knew more, but he didn't say more. Well, if you don't say it, it's like McLuhan. What good is it? You ain't nothing.
Right. Now, Leonardo da Vinci assisted Michelangelo in making that hidden part in the Sistine Chapel. Okay?
Correct.
Remember we've talked about that. Did Nostradamus input that, or was Leonardo using his own knowledge with Michelangelo to make that invisible part? Forget the term.
Both.
And he could express it. Nostradamus couldn't.
He did express it. That's right. And then Renoir. Renoir captured it a few times.
Well, that's interesting. Was he around then, or in the 19th century, he picked up on it?
Picked up. It just rolled. It rolled.
Right.
It's that zeitgeist. It's where was the zeitgeist.
And is he the originator of Impressionism? Is he the first?
Basically. Not the first, but they picked at it, you see, but most people wouldn't have it.
Right, and he's the name people know. The cliche, average little man knows the name Leonardo da Vinci, and of the 19th century people, they say, oh yeah, it's a Renoir. They know it. So he's the leader on that level. He made the mainstream social mortar iconography. Okay,
right. It's like Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. He got beat the fuck out. He's gone. And it's like Mr. Sondland. He's gone too. Sondland's gone too.
So they'll be known as the losers in the little man's iconography.
No, they'll be known. Their name is Samuel Mudd. Their name for all of eternity will be Mudd. Yes.
Well, did Lindman or Vindman lie? Did he lie when he testified?
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did. He's touched in the head, Bob. He's crazy. The shit out of that. Trying to say all that crap. Trying to say he was something. Trying to make something out of something that he's superior. I'm Lieutenant Colonel. Bullshit.
But the thing is that most of the witnesses like him the average American, little man American, said, these guys are touched. The people recognize that, right?
They do. They acknowledge it because they're kind of like, well, you know, you go to the gas station just like everybody else and you buy gas just like everybody else. So why are you more special because you go and buy gas? Wait a minute, that don't make no sense. What the hell are you talking about? It's crazy.
So then they see the leader of these touch people is the Schiff and Pelosi, and they don't look too mentally stable either, right? And the little man
They've been driven. They've been driven. They had no choice. They had no choice.
Ooh, who drove them?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So Alexandria is like a little Rumpelstiltskin, didn't know any better, just started mouthing off and then got all this attention and got power.
Yeah.
She may be,
at the end of days, she may be considered as the Queen of Hearts.
And what is that? What's the significance of that, the Queen of Hearts?
Do you remember Lewis Carroll?
Yes. You mean in the Alice in Wonderland? Alice in Blunderland, as Beepart called it.
Blunderland. Mm-hmm.
First time you ever said a Beepart title. That's pretty good. Okay, so are you there? You're going, what? And you gagged yourself. You okay?
Speak up, Bob. It's dead in one ear. Dead in one ear.
You are. Okay.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Wait. Checking, testing. Oh, now you got it. You got it going on now. That tech body, it ain't no joke, Bob. It'll fuck with you hard. Make you
That's
teach
right.
You
it's
sore,
always...
Bob.
So most glitches, I can assume the tech body has jumped in.
Today, yes.
Okay. Today is like today with this one 24-hour spot or the next year or so?
For now, yes, for now.
When time stopped on Tuesday, JW's clocks, was that manifesting what I notice a lot of people think that Trump is free of everything now because he got let off on Wednesday? Did that alter people's impressions of Trump or settle it for them?
It does.
The noise will continue, but nobody's going to take that seriously. And so people are saying maybe he could be a good second-term president. They're starting to consider that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. So I noticed when he entered to give his State of the Union speech, he had a serious demeanor. And when he left, everybody was cheering, but he had a serious, almost pissed-off look. Because he was among all the people that he was against, and it was a bit of a strain for him to even talk to them. Is that what I was seeing on his face?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it is.
And he knew.
It is a strain. Yeah.
And he's going to get them. That's starting with Sally.
And more than that. Yeah, you ain't seen nothing.
Yeah. And so Barr and his team, they're behind the scenes saying, okay, we now have the open field to get some touchdowns. That's what they're saying among themselves, right? Okay. Now, a couple of
Right.
And we say that, you said that McLuhan, one thing he did was predict a tech body. And did anybody else predict a tech body of his generation or...
Oh, we were going to, you fucked it off there when you hit his generation. So,
Okay, go back. Did anybody predict the tech body? We know the Egyptian Book of the Dead did. Is he the only one who did, besides the Egyptian Book of the Dead? I would say he is, because his writing is quite unique. Nobody talked. He was saying in 1968 that the electron environment is a living organism. That's tech body talk. Correct?
Yes. But you're losing. There's been some of them. The Marquis de Sade captured it too. But of course, he was stone cold crazy and every other thing. But in his idiocy, he found a way to touch. To find that spot. So we would have to give the Marquis de Sade a Mark, and Caligula.
Okay, so what? Yeah, now my image of the tech body, like the matrix, hologramic matrix gone psychopathic, is not a good image of the tech body. If it involved people like Caligula and the Marquis de Sade, then it's something different from my imaging of it. Right?
It's a little bit different because you're asking a specific question and you say, is there anybody else? Well, yeah, there's a couple, and we're going to bump through some more, you know, as you kind of go, because you got people that are still around now that were around then.
Yes, like Croker.
You can't find the Arpeggio if you don't know where you started.
Yes. So that's the advantage we have of the younger kids today that get into McLuhan. They don't know what it was when it began, what McLuhan's world was.
Good.
They're in the middle of the tech body.
That's
so
good.
Croker,
if you say it that way, if you see, you know, we added that tiny little caveat and see what a huge, see the difference that makes. It makes a huge separate. No, it separates it.
Right. And Croker, his image, like mine, may not be accurate, but he's closer to the psychopathology of the tech body than McLuhan was.
Yeah. But see, McLuhan didn't care. He was just trying to get a headline. He was just trying to get a meme. His words were trying to make him be something. That's all he was trying to do. That's all he ever tried to do.
Why did he ignore what that was? Since he was young, why did he want to be famous? What was driving him?
He had to be. He had to be, because otherwise he was a fucking school teacher in fucking Canada.
Okay.
He wants to fuck a school teacher in Canada.
Mm. But what about all the Christian morality? Just nobody took that?
What about the Christian morality? What about the Christian? Yeah, that's a good question. What about the Christian morality? Everybody, the preacher man tell you not to do something, and he's the one gets caught in a motel room doing what he told you not to do. What about the Christian morality? Yeah.
Okay, so it was all geared out of fear to protect children. For some reason, they thought they had to protect children
money.
From the adult world.
Money. No, fuck that. Money. Fuck money.
What did money have to do with it?
If you have a religion, you got a tithe to it. If you have something bigger than you that can forgive you for what you're going to do anyway, that it knows you're going to do and forgives you in advance, you got to give it money. Power. Power.
Okay,
it's the blame.
Saying,
it's not whether you win
see.
Or lose. It's how you place the blame.
Right, so all you had to do was make up morals and say, don't do this, don't do that, or you go to hell, and then you would get money.
Hell, you motherfucker, I'll make my own church. Oh, wait, that's what Henry VIII did. They wouldn't give him an annulment. He says, all right, I'll kill the bitch, and then I'll be all right. Nah, I ain't doing it. Nah, she is a queen. This might have been good. I can probably get them monies. I'm going to keep them monies. I'm going to divorce her. Nah. Fuck you. I'll make my own religion. See? And that's the same thing. And he's like, yeah, good. And it's my religion. You don't like it, I'll kill you. Okay? And then they start another crusade.
Right. Okay. Thank you. On to another topic. The final question is, there was this TV show called Edge of Wonder. And these two young guys talk about advances in time control machines. Now, we know that's not an accurate word, but they're running through. They said, oh, look, John Trump, he knew stuff, Trump's uncle. And they're trying to show there's no time in that show. And they made a nice video of their scene. And Trina wanted me to comment on it. I think you did comment on it, but I'm not sure. But what do you make of the Edge of Wonder show about time control? And they're saying people are making new technologies. Oh, yeah, Hillary got access to this technology and saw that she would be president. That's why she ran so nonchalantly and confidently. Did she have access to a machine that showed her the future where she'd be president?
Yeah, but it was a lie. What she didn't
Somebody
count
pulled.
On. What she didn't. No, 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 no. She missed the roots of evil, Bob.
What's that, a TV show?
Edge
roots
of Wonder.
Of evil.
Edge
she
of
she
Wonder,
missed.
You're talking about. You're talking about
yeah,
Edge of
that's
Wonder.
The
you're talking about Edge
that's
of Wonder.
That's a TV show.
Uh-huh.
So she missed the roots
episode,
of evil.
Yeah, episode
oh.
two.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the thing is, she was naive about being set up. She was set up.
Well, yeah. They told her, and then she bit it. That's wonderful. Okay, bite it. But you got to go past it. You can't get stuck there. There's a lot of
Right.
things we've said that, that's the most ridiculous thing ever, ever, ever. And Carolyn didn't push against it, even though she thought it was, no, stop the presses. There was occasions when she'd push against it, and we'd say, all right, and then it would blow up. And then now she acquiesces and says, okay, Ion said, let's just go with it. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Now what happens is that's what they do, is now she lets it play out without all the backwash, you see. And that's the difference.
Right.
Now she's morphed into a more mature creator because now she has the ability and capacity to see beyond the stoic resonance of now. Stoic resonance of now. Because
That's
now
a
it's
little
sleeping.
man. Yeah, the
Yes,
stoic
that's
business of
right.
now is a little man perspective.
So you can tell some people anything and they won't get past it. So all Hillary seen was president. And that's what she ran with. And she didn't find out until she was going to be president of the Garden Club instead of president of the United States of America.
Yeah, president of the prison team that you'll be part
Yeah,
of in
so far.
in
She's
jail.
scared of that. She's very scared of that. She don't know how she's going to do. But she thinks she has an arsenal to sort of pull that back together, but she doesn't. They're going to drop her like a bad habit.
In the prison they're going to drop her, or the courts are going to drop her into jail?
No, she has this arsenal built up to protect her, so she would be immune from prosecution. And we're saying, they're going to drop her. They're going to drop her like John Kerry. Won't even know who she is.
Right, John Kerry. Yeah, the part of her arsenal of protection is having that gig in Ireland, things like that.
Correct. Correct.
Right. So she, when did she see this projection of her future? Went to 20 years ago or 2014? When did she see this? When was she told about it?
Just that when she got so ballsy at Benghazi,
Oh, yeah.
when they start talking about it being dead, and she says, "What difference does it make?" You got to know
Right.
something to say those kind of words on TV. On TV,
So
Benghazi.
someone, right, so
You.
she said she became arrogant because she was shown stuff and those guys were setting her up who showed her that thing. Yeah, it was you and me, but that's because she potentially could beat Trump and Trump had to be, so you had to set
She
her
did
up.
beat Trump. She did beat Trump. She got more popular votes than he did.
Well, did she really? Did she really get more
Yeah,
popular votes?
she got more popular votes. She sure did. But that's not how you elect a president. She got
Right.
what she saw was that she won the vote. She did. She just didn't win the electoral
Ah.
college's vote.
That's what they showed her. Look at all the votes she's got.
Yeah,
Okay,
you
she
know
fell
you beat
for
it. You're tops. You're tops. And so she beat it.
it. Did Bill Clinton
She's a
warn
swallower.
her
She's
about
a
it?
swallower. She's a swallower,
Right.
too.
You mean in blowjobs or in
Yeah.
facts?
Yeah, she bit it. She bit it, and she's a swallower,
Oh,
too.
I see, swallower. But did Bill see that she was being duped, or he was too distracted and not
He
helping
was
her at
too
all?
distraught. He's too busy fucking anything that'll be steal. He lost his bar license. He had to pay all that money. He don't care. He's just going from the next Weinstein, Eplinger, Inifer, Globler, Glibler, any blab blobber that he can get to that can go to or from, or if anything a rabbit can do to a stump, that's what he's trying to do. He don't give a shit. He don't care.
So
He
he
quit.
doesn't spend much time with Hillary in the same room.
Would you?
Right. Okay. And she became, we've talked about this once before, she had a sense of privilege because her father opened up China. And she knew about that secret stuff and knew to go down to Arkansas to be part of the
She
Rosa
knew
Law Firm.
access. Yes, she knew access. See, she didn't know the deal. She knew access. She knew every time there was a problem, it got solved this way. She knew every time something got messed up, you do it this way. And that's what put Hillbillary in the governorship in Arkansas. was because she knew how to navigate it, you see.
She knew how to get access to string pullers? Is that
the power to become the power to become governor, senator.
Well, did she take her own power the way you advocate?
Yes.
She did.
She sure did.
And then
she
abused it.
Well, it consumed her. She didn't achieve it.
Right.
She used it, but see, it's like fucking with a gin. You got your conditioned response is that you judge yourself. See, you judge
right.
yourself.
Now, what was it? Because she saw what her father really was doing, she could see behind the scenes. And so, as a teenager, early 20s, she saw, well, I can take my power. She intelligently said, well,
it's teasing. It's like you, Bob. You saw a little something, and you saw what everybody was doing. You said, well, I know better than that. You do this, and you do that, and you learn this, and you have a quest to find something, figure out something, have something, make something, do something, be something. And then you gauge that to where you are and what you're doing. And that's what you do, and you do. That's all.
And she doesn't?
She did the same thing. She did the same thing.
Okay.
Her quest was for a little different world than yours.
That's right. Scott wrote this, talking about intelligent machines. His argument against the popular notion of intelligent machines is that it's another layer of abstraction that is simply irrelevant if you can't define the terms intelligent or conscious. It makes, he's talking about some thinker. Yeah, Jaron Lanier. He's known as the inventor of virtual reality. The guy with long Jamaican locks, a big, heavy, disgusting-looking guy. So he says the notion of intelligent machines is just another layer of abstraction, and we can't define the terms intelligent or conscious to apply them to machines. So it makes no sense to talk about creating a machine that has those qualities, intelligence and consciousness, if you don't know what they are in either humans or machines. Is that a good point about scientists? They don't really know what intelligence or consciousness is.
Well,
so
they're trying to all they know that is what they have to, what they can't disprove. See, if they disprove it, then it's done. But that's the point.
Right.
That's all science does, is what it can't. The only thing that is what they can't say isn't.
All right, can they disprove that there's a tech body?
They haven't been able to so far.
Do they know?
The tech body is what they're using. They'd have to use the tech body to prove that there's no tech body.
Right. Because they can see that their computer networks that they have in their labs and that are almost intelligent machines, so they have to acknowledge some part of the tech body in their experience.
They are.
They can't disprove it.
Right.
So a lot of people have that attitude towards me. Bob's right, but we ain't going to let him know. Is that what their attitude is?
In essence,
In essence. Mm-hmm. Now, you use that phrase a lot. Is in essence solid?
Yes, it would be solid.
Because everything is in essence, so that's what we're looking for. What's in essence?
Mm-hmm. The essence of what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, McCune called liquidity. Liquidity.
Liquidity is good. That means that it's solvent. Liquidity, the way he used it, means that it's solvent.
That means it dissolves?
No, solvent. It's stable. It's rich.
Uh-oh.
It has monies.
Okay, so
you have liquidity. You can write a check.
Right.
You're liquid.
So
good.
You have experience in essence, but our language, our social mortar, embellishes it, decorates it.
Mm.
And we forget the essence.
No. Dons it like a drape. Dons it like a drape.
Mm. And makes it non-essential looking. Or
normal.
The essence.
Normal. Yeah, normal. Makes it normal.
Whereas essence in it, oh yeah, the in essence implies specialness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes it a cliche. Mm-hmm. Is that
like most all those archetypes?
Right. And is that the fallen condition to do that?
Well, now we would say we would like to, now wait, but we'd like to say that. We'd like to say that. But if that were true, you would notice it. If it was a little man's condition, you would notice that it was a cliche or that it was glib.
And but it's not our condition.
It would elude you. So if you're ascending,
right,
then yes, you would notice it and see it immediately. But see, we're talking in the big picture, so that's why we had to say it that way.
Right. So you're saying that the proof that we are gods is that we don't say what you were just saying about cliches. Can't remember the exact words. Right. Okay. Yeah, there's something different from the cliches. So there's contrast. It makes it relative.
And that relativity, the relativity lets you judge it, because otherwise, how could you?
Right. There it is. Oh, yeah, that's McLuhan's statement. Objects are unobservable. Only relationships among objects are observable. So there is a relationship between little man and the God. It makes
and
it
biases.
Observable.
And achieved
and biases.
And achieved biases constrained. Achieved biases constrained. Because sometimes you form a bias that's not true, right, or correct, and yet it's still your bias.
Right, and you're talking about construing, to construe, and you make it construed with the letter N at the end.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's very good. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful
you're
session.
You're welcome forever. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You made it. It's only 4 hours and 2 minutes. You did good.
Ah, but it's only 3 hours. You said it was 4 hours last week, but that was the total amount of being on the phone. The session was only 3 hours.
Oh, the chatter.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
so
good.
This
well,
will
good
be another 3 hour. Yeah, then 4 hours is a bit much. 3 hours I can handle, even though
perfect.
I prefer Thursday to start. But, okay, so we were gratitude, and we will push the envelope even more. So do you suggest let's continue the Egyptian Book of the Dead tomorrow? Or will you just say it's up to
give
you?
Give it one more week so they can catch up, because you can't give them too much knowledge. They're just learning. Give them one more week, and then we'll pick it back up, just like we've been doing it all along. So they can, because some of them haven't caught up, so they're lost. And now they don't want to get too much into it because they get messed up.
Yeah, so they need to get a chance. All right, so we'll probably play some of this if I have a long
perfect
private session.
Yeah, whatever
play
you
some
want
of this
do
at the beginning.
Whatever you like would be perfect. Have a great evening and be well.
Thank you, Ion. Wonderful talking to you.
Yes, nice to be spoke at.
Good night.